Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 444, the stanzas 6 and 7. Lo, as for man, his days are like a shadow, like tender grass and flowers of the meadow, whose morning beauty fadeth with the day. For when the wind but lightly passeth over it, 'tis gone anon, and nothing can restore it. 'Tis found no more, it vanisheth for aye. And what follows, 444, 6 and 7. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 25, the verses 1 through 11. And afterwards, from the Confession of Faith, article number 12. Genesis 25, the first 11 verses. Then again Abram took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Jokshan begat Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, and Ladushim, and Leumen. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Hanok, and Abadiah, and Ebeda, and Elda. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abram gave all that he had unto Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abram had, Abram gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac as son, while he yet lived eastward into the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abram's life, which he lived 115 years. Then Abram gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And the sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abram purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abram buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abram that God blessed the son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahairoi. Thus far the scripture reading. From the Confession of Faith, article 12, the creation. We believe that the Father, by the Word, that is by a Son, created of nothing the heaven, the earth, and all creatures, as it seemed good unto him, given unto every creature its being, shape, form, and several offices to serve its creator, that he doth also still uphold and govern them by his eternal providence and infinite power for the service of mankind, to the end that man may serve his God. He also created the angels good, to be his messengers and to serve his elect, as some of whom are fallen from that excellency in which God created them into everlasting perdition. And the others have by the grace of God remained steadfast and continued in their primitive state. The devils and evil spirits are so depraved that they are enemies of God and every good thing to the utmost of their power, as murderers watching to ruin the church and every member thereof, and by their wicked stratagems to destroy all, and are therefore by their own wickedness adjudged to eternal damnation, daily expecting their horrible torments. Therefore we reject and abhor the error of the Sadducees, who denied the existence of spirits and angels, and also that of the Manichees, who assert that the devils have their origin of themselves, and that they are wicked of their own nature, without having been corrupted. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, and then thou wast granted by renewal on this Lord's day, that we may place ourselves under thy holy word and eternal testimony. And may it please thee to remember and to look down upon us poor sinners in the sun of thine eternal love. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how poor that we are of self, and that we are evil by nature and by practice, that no good thing dwelleth in us. And to that end we humbly beg of thee, that thou may pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure upon us and our children. Ah, Lord, we have to confess, and it is so necessary, and that is also the work of thy Spirit, to be given to experience each time by renewal, that we are unworthy, that thou would come under our roof, that we have no rights, that we have sinned everything away. But, ah, Lord, it is those blessings that we and our children need, and that we cannot do without. Then we need thy blessing for the time. We need thy blessing for our never-dying soul. May it please thee to grant a time of refreshment for us and our children. Ah, Lord, those that dwell in a weary land, and the militant church in that warfare with that triple-headed enemy, and a people who learn more and more that they have no strength against all those enemies. Ah, there can be the fear that at the end the enemy, that he shall gain the victory. Then we have heard from the writings of our forefathers of the devil, that he is the murderer from the beginning, and that he attempts to murder thy church, that he attempts to murder us and our children. But, O Lord, he is a defeated enemy, and he can do no more what thou permits. May it then please thee in this hour, by the precious working of thy Holy Spirit, that his kingdom may be broken down, that his kingdom may be diminished, that in this very hour there may be those souls that may be taken from under the banner of the Prince of Darkness and placed under the banner of Jesus Christ, O Lord. Then thou art that almighty King, and thou wast promised to bless thy word, even by the foolishness of preaching. Ah, thou only needeth one word, Lord, and may it please thee to do it in this hour, and that it may be heard, that sons and daughters are born in Zion. Then thy church shall be given to rejoice. Wilt thou work in the hearts of the young? Wilt thou work in the hearts of the middle-aged? Wilt thou work in the hearts of the elderly? Impress upon all our hearts that our time is short and that death is certain, that we are traveling to that never-ending eternity, and that we cannot appear before thee as we are born. Lord, wilt thou remember thy people? May there be those poor and needy ones. That is also thy work. And thou wast promised, O Lord, shalt thou then work that need? Shalt thou then work that poverty? Shalt thou then grant that hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Shalt thou then work that mourning over our sins? And shall they then perish in their want? Oh, it cannot and it never shall be. And to that end, wilt thou remember thy people? Thou knowest where they are encamped. They are so dependent upon thee. They learn more and more that without thee they can do nothing. They learn that they must be kept by the power of God. Wilt thou then be a surprising God? Drop a word into their soul. May their eyes be upon thee, and wilt thou grant those further leadings to learn that with all our repentance, that we are a guilty sinner still, and that they need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Lord, work then in the latter generations. May the burden be more and more abound upon the heart. May there be that wrestling that thou may do a great work amongst us. Lord, be then not as a mighty man amongst us, as one that cannot save. Be not as a man astonished, as that wayfaring man that only tarries to tarry for a night, but wilt thou work richly in thy house, in our homes, remember young and old. Lord, remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Then by renewal we commend that people unto thee, overwhelmed, distressed, cast into deep mourning. Where the last Sabbath day, there has been much death and much destruction. Then undoubtedly in the family circles, then there were those, as it was in the time of Job, that he has come to tell that he was the only one left, the only one that has escaped. Lord, a place underneath thy everlasting arms. And on this Sabbath day when they may have gathered, may they have been comforted out of thy holy word. Thy ways can be so unfathomable and they can be so mysterious. Wilt thou then remember thy servants with the consistories in these trying and difficult times, that they may be thy mouthpiece. Lord, remember thy persecuted church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember the beloved for the Father's sake. May the veil be taken away. Wilt thou remember mission work, also our mission field? Wilt thou remember thy servants? Wilt thou remember the team? May thy word richly be blessed. But remember also the established churches in a time of lukewarmness and in a time of backsliding. Oh, Lord, may that become our guilt and come in a lowly place with a confession thereof and humbly asking thee for the refreshing wind of thy Holy Spirit. We remember our theological school, the instructors and the students, him who may speak an edifying word. May the number of students be increased, where thou hast commanded thy church to send more labors into thy vineyard. Then by renewal, we remember all the mourning ones, our elderly ones, in our care home and in their dwellings. Remember them in the evening of their life. Remember the sick and afflicted, the old mother in the hospital. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to remember her further outwardly, but above all for her never-dying soul. Remember all those that are sick, all those that are frail under the physician's care. Remember all the family members, the different circumstances. We commend them all unto thee and all, Lord, when thou grantest the fair measure of health and strength. May we be given to acknowledge thee therefore. And we have heard, 'tis according to thy word, and it is the song of the redeemed, that thou hast created all things for thy honor and for thy glory. That is the purpose why thou hast placed us upon the earth. But, O Lord, we have lost our purpose, and that needs to be restored by the work of a triune God. May we be given to examine each of our hearts as we continue our journey to eternity. And we know not how long that journey shall be. There is only one step between us and death, Lord. We humbly beg of thee that thou may bless us in this afternoon hour. Ah, do open thy holy word, and do open our mouth, and give a few words to speak, and may it please thee to add thy blessing. Remember the listeners, graciously take away everything that can be a hindrance. Ah, the wandering, the worldly thoughts. Give a holy attention, give a little rest in thy house, and may the devil be ashamed in this hour, Lord. We have so many needs, we have nothing to plead upon. Oh, our sins are manifold, blot them out in the precious blood of thy dear Son, in whose name we pray, amen. Psalter 98, the stanzas 1 and 2. The good man's steps are led aright. His way is pleasing in God's sight. Established it shall stand. And what follows, Psalter 98, the stanzas 1 and 2. in this afternoon hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which we have read together, namely Genesis 25, the verses 1 through 11. And we shall read the verses 7, 8, and 9. And these are the days of the years of Abram's life, of which he lived 103 years. Then Abram gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre. Our text words speak of the last days and departure of Abram out of this life with two thoughts. In the first place, Abram's second marriage, and secondly, Abram's death and burial. The last days and departure of Abram out of this life, Abram's second marriage, and Abram's death and burial. This first, Abram's second marriage. Beloved hearers, we have heard out of Genesis 24 that Isaac was given to receive Rebekah out of the hand of the Lord. And then we read that he took Rebekah and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Concerning Isaac, there is not as much written about Isaac as there is recorded in the Scriptures concerning Abram and also his son Jacob. Sometime the life of Isaac is compared to a day where there is a bright sun rising, but where the day is somewhat cloudier, and that in the evening that the sun may set in its brightness. When we consider the youth of Isaac, what precious things are written of him, what an obedience. Only think of Genesis 22. Then concerning his middle life, we have considered in Genesis 24 his marriage, the special providence of the Lord. And then there are many years, it is true. It is specifically mentioned that for 20 years he has entreated in the presence of his wife that their marriage may be blessed with children. Then at the end of his life, then how God's grace clearly shines when he was given to say concerning the blessing of Jacob, and he shall be blessed. And now in this chapter then we read, then again Abram took a wife. Then he was given to see the happiness of Isaac, and to that end he has taken another wife after the death of Sarah for comfort, for companionship, and for happiness. And her name was Keturah. Who she was is not written. Undoubtedly, a one of the household of Abram, a one of the handmaidens, perhaps a younger woman, and she was also included in what we read in Genesis 18, the verses 17 through 19, that in Abram has instructed his household in the things of the Lord. Her name means incense. Then undoubtedly, with her feminine gifts, then she has filled the life and the home of Abram with the incense of comfort, of care, and of happiness. That is the duty of a wife, to be in the home with the special gifts, because we read in the beginning of Genesis, male and female, he has created them. And then we read in the book of Titus that the place of the wife and mother, that is to be in the home. Then in this chapter, it is recorded that she became the mother of six children. Seven grandchildren are mentioned, and also three great-grandchildren. Then concerning many of those descendants, no further light is shed in the scriptures, but then there is one that the descendants are mentioned different places in the scriptures, and that is the descendants of Midian, who have been called the Midianites. Then we read with the selling of Joseph that the Ishmaelites, also called the Midianites, that they were traitors and that they have taken Joseph to Egypt. In Exodus 2, then we read when Moses has fled from Egypt that he has come to the descendants of Midian, to Jethro, that he has met those seven daughters at the well. Then it is clear also with the descendants of Keturah and that family of Midian, that there was still the fear of the Lord present. Think of Jethro in Exodus 18. When he has went to visit, Moses brought his wife Zipporah. Then we read that it was Jethro that was given to speak of the Lord, and that it was Jethro that has offered those sacrifices. Then further, then we read of those descendants that they have become enemies of the Lord and enemies of his church. Then we see congregation, the necessity for us and our children that we are instructed in the things of the Lord. And the Lord has promised to bless that instruction also for true conversions, that his church may be gathered. In Numbers 22, then we read that those Midianites, that they have joined Moab to Asbalam to curse the children of Israel. In Numbers 25, when Israel has committed whoredom, then we read of a woman that is especially mentioned, a woman and a man, that they have become very bold in sin, that they were not ashamed, and then it is specifically mentioned that that woman was a descendant of Midian. In Numbers 31, then we read that those Midianites were defeated by Moses, and that Balaam has also perished. We read further of those descendants of the Midianites in Judges 6 and Judges 7, that they have come over the land of Israel, that they have oppressed the children of Israel, and then we read that they were as grasshoppers in multitude, and in Judges 7, verse 12, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. Then it is confirmed, congregation, O young people, may you be given to listen, the blessing to be brought up under the truth of God's word, under the external administration of the covenant. Oh, the descendants, the sons, the seed of Keturah, they were sent away. But may it be granted that you may remain under the truth, and that by the work of the Holy Spirit, that you may experience that precious truth. Ah, then you shall love it, then you shall strive for it, then you shall be willing to sacrifice for it. And do we not read in John 8 that it is that precious truth that can set us free? The Lord has especially promised to work under the external administration of the covenant of grace from generation to generation. And in the canons of Dort, then it is written, when it is still in the church, that we may be given to wait for a richer seizing of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And now concerning the inheritance, the will of Abram, then we read, and Abram gave all that he had unto Isaac, and that was according to the promise of God. And in the second place, what was promised to Sarah, and in the third place, what Eliezer has told unto Rebekah, that he has given all unto Isaac. And in the fourth place, oh, that benediction, you remembered young and old, the benediction, the blessing that the family of Rebekah has wished and desired for them, that they would become a great multitude and that they would be blessed. Then they were sent eastward to inhabit the land of Arabia. Thus Ishmael had been sent away in an earlier day, and now the sons of Keturah, that all the riches of Abram, that they would become Isaac's. Our second thought, Abram's death and burial. Thus also for an Abram, the time would come that he has fulfilled the counsel of God, that his earth's journey would come to an end, and that he would die. Also Abram, he was a descendant of Adam, and the Lord has said to our father, Adam, in Genesis 2, the verses 16 and 17, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And I read in Hebrews 9, verse 27, that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment. Congregation, we are all on that list. And when we read in Genesis 2, verse 17, that thou shalt die, in the original it actually says dying, thou shalt die. Thus that means, young and old, that we are all a dying people. We are all on the list. Also, that is evident in our chapter. And Abram, he was privileged to become 175 years old. I read in Psalm 90, verse 10, 70 years, and if by strength, 80 years, and we all fly away. Then in the scriptures, And then we read many references concerning our life, that it is but a short time, and especially when we consider the years or even the days that the Lord has allotted us, if we view it in the light of that never-ending eternity, then it is but a short time. Job said in Job 14, verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. In another place, Job has compared our life to a postman that is hastening to its destination, that we see it, and that he is soon gone by. The psalmist in Psalm 39, verse 5, then he has declared that our life is an handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. In Isaiah 40, the verses 5 through 8, then our life is compared to the grass and to the flower of the field in the morning, fresh and beautiful, but in the evening, on account of an eastern wind, then it is cut down and its place is found no more. In James 4, verse 14, then our life is compared to a vapor that comes and disappears. Then the apostle was given to ask, what is our life? And now young and old, when we consider the shortness of our life and the certainty of death, of judgment and eternity, then how do we live upon this earth? Do we often think, oh, death, that is such a solemn thing? Do you sometimes think about it, congregation? Also, our boys and girls, our young people, do you sometimes try? I say try, because it is such a solemn thing. Do you think of your death, what that shall be, when the Lord, when he sends the angel of death, and when our soul, what that shall be, when to the best of friends, our body and soul, when they have lived together for a shorter or a longer time, when that moment shall come, that separation, and our soul shall be ushered into eternity, when it shall be announced, the news spread abroad, this one, that one, is no more. Do you think what it shall be when your family, when the congregation, when our body without a soul, when it shall be placed under the earth? Do we think, congregation, oftentimes of our eternal destination? Should it not be the most important question? How it is with our soul, whether we are prepared, because the Lord grants this time of grace, that we may be given to seek and find the Lord. Oh, we are such a privileged people, that it may be told unto us, that one thing needful, the need to repent and the need to believe. Oh, it may be told unto us. It can be the danger in our time for us and our children that we become overly discouraged in this dark time. But congregation, The Lord is still the same. That grace which he has given unto Abram, that grace the Lord is still bestowing upon sinners. The Lord has promised that it shall not return void unto him. The Lord has promised in Psalm 72 verse 5 that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations and congregation. Ah, the service of the Lord, that is such a good service when we may come at the throne of grace as unworthy ones, as great sinners, but sinners that cannot miss the Lord. Oh, when we consider Abram, he was in the faraway country, in the Ur of the Chaldeans, bowing down before idols. But the Lord, by irresistible grace, by his Holy Spirit, he has shed that love abroad, and the Lord has a willing people in the day of his power. Should it not be the most important question where we are journeying to, on which way? Because in Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14, it is so clearly declared that there are two ways, two peoples, and two destinations. All by nature, then we are on that broad way that leadeth to hell. But now by irresistible grace, there is a people that is given to repent, that are given to turn, that are given to set their face Zionwards. Ah, that shall learn what sinners they are. That is a people that is poor in spirit. Ah, that is that blessed people of whom Christ has spoken on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, young and old. When we consider our text words, then it tells us that everything here comes to an end, that we have no continuing city. Then we need the same grace and the same blessing that an Abram has received. And in our text words, Abram has become 175 years old. And we have mentioned in Psalm 90 that Moses has said in that wilderness journey, 70, 80 when we are strong, but we know that not all people become that old. The old, they must die, and the young can die. Have experienced it in the congregation, all different ages. And the Lord, he has many ways, many reasons, many means to take people from this earth and to usher them into eternity. For an Abram, it was old age. When we see that the body is broken down, becomes weaker, the infirmities increase, but the Lord has many other means. Some he takes away by sickness. Even at a young age, think of the child of Jeroboam, the child of David, King Jehoram. We read that his bowels have fallen out. Other ones, by war, Ahab, an arrow. When we read the Old Testament, then many times it is recorded how many have perished in war. Then others, by the way of murder. Think of Isa, Nigeria, different examples in the Bible. Think of the first two sons that Cain has murdered, Abel. other ones, by natural disasters. Think of the flood in Genesis 6 through 8, that all have perished except the eight in the ark. Think of Job concerning his 10 children. The Lord has sent a whirlwind, and his children were ushered into eternity. Other ones by famine. Think in the time of the prophet Elijah that there were even mothers that have lost their mind at their wits' end, that have slain their children to eat them. Others by a heart attack. Think of Nabal, where it is written that his heart has become a stone. Other ones by the way of accidents. When we think about it, congregation, on a two-way highway, then there is only a certain distance between us and death. Then by others they are taken away. Alcohol and drugs, may the Lord keep and may the Lord spare us. Then we read of different ones also, of a Judas, that he has taken his own life, appeared before the judge of heaven and earth without being asked. Ah, may the Lord keep us. Let us remember, congregation, it can seem so hopeless, so impossible, but then it is written in God's word that we may be given to bow our knees and to be given to ask the Lord that he may keep us. I read in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Then it is in our life that after each heartbeat it is the question whether our heart shall beat once more. When we consider the scriptures, when we consider the world, then it is clear that no one has an abiding city, that we must all die, that we must all appear before our Maker. And now the question, young and old, has it now become reality in our life, that I personally must die, that I must appear before our Maker? Or do we live and know it is true? The cares of the world are manifold. There is much to do in this world. And Martin Luther has even written in a certain place, if he knew that the world would soon end, that he would still plant a tree. And let us not place our work and our daily duties opposite the needs of our never-dying soul, but may it be impressed upon our hearts that we are all on the list in the congregation of Pitcher Butte. There is another one on top of the list, and young and old, if that is your name, may I then ask you, are you now prepared? Have you now received the blessing and the grace that an Abram has received? Has it now become reality in your life? Has the Lord now shed that love abroad in your heart, and that you were given to repent? Oh, have your sins become your burden, or are they still a delight? Have you now learned to mourn after the Lord, to hunger and thirst after righteousness? Have you now tasted of the good things of the Lord? Because the Lord has a prepared people for a prepared place. And our fathers, our instructors, in our Heidelberg Catechism, they have declared that for God's people, that eternal life, oh, it is true, it is only a small beginning. Oh, young and old, and may the Lord work mightily and irresistibly by His Holy Spirit, that we are exercised with eternal things, because we need to have our sins blotted out. How terrible it shall be that at the end of our life we have to appear before our Maker and our Judge with a full account of our sins. And we have mentioned in this morning hour what a thick volume that it is. Oh, when we read in our text words of the death of Abram, may it fill our hearts with a holy jealousy. Oh, may it please the Spirit to use these simple words of the death of Abram, that sinners may be born in Zion, that we may be given to seek the things that belong to our eternal peace. Oh, young and old, do you sometime meditate and think about it? What a terrible thing it is to be unconverted on that broad way to destruction with all your sins still on your account, and what it shall then be to not be able to answer one answer upon a thousand questions, and then to be sent to that place of woe and a never-ending eternity, where there is a beginning and where there shall never be an end. And now we read, and these are the days of the years of Abram's life which he lived. We have heard that Abram was 140 years old when Isaac married, and he became 175 years. And concerning the last 35 years, there is nothing written in Scripture. Does not mean that nothing has happened, because for us people, oh, it is true, can become so still, can become so quiet, so few exercises. We are not saying that it was so in the life of Abram, because everything cannot be recorded in the Scriptures. John has even said that the books of the world could not contain all. The Lord is not a land of outer darkness for His people. He shall continue to remember them and continually to work that need for a new comfort, for a new instruction, for a new revelation. In those 35 years, then it was also the trial of Abram. He was promised the seed would be multiplied, has been fulfilled with Ishmael and with the sons of Keturah, but the promise would be through Isaac, that in his seed all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And then we can understand the desire of Abram that he would see the further fulfillment of that promise. And then for an Abram also a trial, that for 20 years Isaac and Rebekah, that they were barren. There are parents that have children who may have been married, and where the children's blessing is missing, then those parents can understand it. What shall an Abram now say to Isaac? Oh, it is true that an Abram could say, oh, my boy, I can understand your grief, your sorrow, the empty arms also of your dear wife. But, oh boy, keep courage, because the Lord has promised that he shall give you a seed 20 years before Isaac and Rebekah have received their twins, thus also a trial for Abram. And now we read, and these are the days of the years of Abram's life, which he lived 103 years. Then Abram, the greatest half of his life, he was given to serve the Lord. He was privileged to live in the land of Canaan for 100 years because he was 75 years old when he left Haran. And some years before, the Lord has called and converted him in the Ur of the Chaldeans. How is that with our life, congregation? And Abram, the greatest part of his life. And oh, when he thought about those first years, many years, perhaps 5 years in Haran, means he was 70, unprofitable years, when he has bowed before those idols. People of God, how is it in your life? Half, greatest half, the greatest part. Oh, blessed those boys and girls. May you be given to humbly ask the Lord that he may convert you early, can keep from many sins, and that you may be made profitable in the family circles, in the church, in the community. Then in Abram was given to see Isaac 35 years that he was married. He was also given to experience the birth of his grandchildren, Esau and Jacob. Those boys, they were 15 years old when Abram has died. Thus Esau and Jacob, they have heard of the wonderful works of the Lord from their grandfather. What a blessing it is. God-fearing grandparents. And when they have much freedom to tell of the wonderful works of the Lord. No, we cannot convert our children or grandchildren, but the Lord uses means. Then in Abram, he was even privileged to live 150 years with Shem, the son of Noah. Nevertheless, also for an Abram, the appointed time has come. It's written in but a few words. We read in verse 8, then Abram gave up the ghost. That word gave, that means yielded. We read the same expression of Jacob, of Isaac, of Jacob. We also read of the Lord Jesus Christ that he commended his spirit into the hand of his father. It is true. The same expression we read in Acts 5. When it speaks of the death of Ananias and Sapphira. But now the great difference. Oh, for an Abram. Then death was not a punishment, but it is the way that an Abram may be taken out of this life and that he may enter eternal glory. Oh, for an Abram, it was a deliverance. And then we read a special things of Abram and died in a good old age. It is a privilege and a blessing when the Lord may spare and keep us for many years, and more so when we may be made a blessing, because we read in the promise given to Abram that he would be a blessing for many, when we may live a good old age, when the Lord has made us profitable in the midst of the family circles, boys and girls, young people. I hope that many times you may be given to ponder the blessing when you may have your parents, husbands and wives, to pause and consider the blessing when that marriage bond is not broken, a good old age. Ah, that it is true, many times the wicked also become old, but they are not a blessing for their fellow man, and died a word of four letters. But what a profound word. Oh, ask the mourning families in our midst that have experienced the depth of that little word, what it is to lose a loved one when they have died, when they are ushered into eternity, and when those empty places, when they are so sorely felt, empty hearts, empty lives, and empty homes. May the Lord remember and comfort all the mourning ones and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, than an Abram. Then he has lived a profitable life. And when we read the scriptures, then what precious things are written of Abram, words of man, but also by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Of course, the thoughts of man, they can be very mistaken concerning our fellow man. Yet I read in Proverbs 22 verse 1 that a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. And the Jewish leaders, they have come to John the Baptist. What sayest thou of thyself? Also an important question of us, what sayest thou of thyself? Concerning our condition and state for eternity. Have we now received the hope? Do we find our name in the scriptures when it concerns the mark of grace? Because congregation, when the Lord works, then we shall find our life in the scriptures. Then we read concerning Abram that Abimelech, when the Lord has come in a dream, that he has said to his people, he is a prophet amongst us. Testimony of the heathens. What does the world say about us? As the world maybe say, we do not agree with their religion, but it is clear that God's word has a great place in our life. Or must the world say, Sunday Christians profess they have the truth, but concerning their walk, their dress, their business life, a people that has two lives. Then the sons of Heth, when Abram has bought that burial plot, then they have said, Thou art a mighty prince amongst us. Thus both people have said, amongst us, evident that you serve the living God. What does the Lord say of Abram? Thus, then, we have three thoughts. What we say of ourselves, and that can be very mistaken. Think of the Pharisees. Pharisee at the front of the temple. Oh, think of Saul in his unconverted state, as our thoughts must be laid beside God's word. What do our neighbors say can also be mistaken. Nevertheless, it shall be seen in our life what place that God's word has. But now the most important, and that is the right judgment. That is a perfect judgment. What does the Lord now say of us? Has that become our concern, congregation? Oh, have you learned to beg of the Lord for his mercy and his favor? Have your sins become real? Has God become real? Have you experienced that breach, that separation, which is worse than death, and that you have begged of the Lord, Ach, Lord? Well, thou now show a little token, even the smallest token of thy favor, that thou knowest of me, and that I am thine. Oh, we need to be led further. But the Lord has a people upon the earth, that they learn what sinners they are, and concerning their neighbors, that they think outwardly to be kept from sin. But my neighbors only knew what lives in my heart. But now the Lord has a people that are concerned of the thoughts of God through our sins, an angry God, but a people that cannot miss the Lord. Are there such souls in my midst that has become your concern? That you are given to beg of the Lord, even for the smallest token of his favor. And what has the Lord now written concerning Abram in the scriptures? Three times in the Bible, he is called the friend of God. What a special word. Then in Hebrews 11, in Psalm 105, verse 6, his servant, when the Lord works, then we are given to tell the Lord, first in desire, but in the further way, with a little insurance, that we are given to say, Lord, in the way of that good choice, notwithstanding all my sins, Lord, thy servant, thy handmaiden. Different examples in the Bible. And then in Hebrews 11, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. We have heard that Abram was very rich. Genesis 14, 318 servants. Must not always think that it went so smoothly. Trouble with Lot. Thus many possessions. And many possessions are not wrong. But then we do well to examine our heart. What is now the purpose and our aim with all our possessions? Is it all for self? Or is it also for the Lord and our fellow man? But then the Spirit has written that with all his possessions and with all his riches, that this was not his abiding place, that he has thought much of eternity, that he has thought of Jerusalem above, what the Lord has prepared for those that fear him. Then in Hebrews 11, verse 13, confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims upon the earth. Of a lot we read that he had a house in Sodom, but in Abram a tent. A pilgrim, a stranger, a traveler to another destination. How is it with us, congregation? We live in a time of great materialism. And let us not despise the many blessings that the Lord grants. May we be more humbled, and may it be the goodness of the Lord that brings to repentance, as I read in Romans 2 verse 4. But how quickly they can be gone. Think of those people and those seven villages in Eze, Nigeria. All the mourning ones, whole families undoubtedly lost their homes, all their possessions, that they have nothing left. Thus let us consider all the goodness of the Lord, but how necessary to pray that the blessings of the Lord, that they lead us not further from this word, but that they bind us closer to his word. Let us first sing. Psalter 203, the first four stanzas. In sweet communion, Lord, with thee I constantly abide. My hand thou holdest in thy own to keep me near thy side. Psalter 203, the first four stanzas. in sweet communion, Lord, with Thee, I constantly abide. My hand Thou holdest in Thy own, to keep me near Thy side. How is it with those words, congregation? Let me ask you, has that become your desire? Has that become your prayer? To experience that sweet communion and to even be a little lamb of the Good Shepherd who was given his life, shed his blood, that his church may be redeemed. How is it with those words? Whom have I, Lord, in heaven but Thee? To whom my thoughts aspire, and heaven Thee on earth is not, that I can yet desire. Oh, are there then those souls that say, Lord, Thou knowest all things. That is my desire, and that shall be my delight. Oh, for an Abram, he could give up his ghost, yield it into the hand of his God. And then we read, and was gathered to his people. Then he has not reached the age of his father Terah, who was 205 years when he died. And Isaac would become a little older, 180 years, and Jacob 147 years, and he died and was gathered to his people. That those words cannot be understood, that it refers to his burial, because in Machpelah only Sarah thus far was buried there. But that refers that he was gathered to his people, to the saints that have went before. There are many things that are hidden from us. But what shall it be for the true people of God when their soul, when it may enter heaven to meet the saints, may be parents, family members, the forefathers, also those in the Bible, oh, what a meeting it shall be. For an Abram, it was a deliverance from that triple-headed enemy. He was delivered from self. He would never have to lie concerning his dear wife, never be troubled with the flesh. And Abram was also a son of Adam. How many times there must have been at night, with all his cattle, with all his riches, so busy with the daily things that he had to confess, oh Lord, so busy with my earthly possessions, and so few thoughts of thee. Do we not read in Psalm 119, verse 25, that the psalmist has lamented, my soul cleaveth to the dust, but yet a prayer, quicken me according to thy word. That in Abram with a soul, that he was taken into eternal glory, to that city, as I read in Hebrews 13, verse 14, a city that has foundations whose builder and maker is God. Ah, the foundation of that city, that is the work of a triune God. That is the electing love of the Father, the redeeming love of the Son, and the applying work of the Holy Spirit declared in the promises in God's Word. All for the Church of God. Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those that love and fear Him. Oh, in heaven, to think of the place, a paradise restored, it is true, until the great day of judgment, then it is only in part. The great day of judgment, then we read of a new heaven and a new earth for an Abram to enter into the presence of the Lord and to be given to praise Him most perfectly. Here it is only in part. We read of the saints, of their great deliverance. Oh, that they shall be dressed in white. Their occupation praising the Lord for His wonderful works, and their condition, sighing and sorrow, shall have fled away. No tears, we read at the end of Revelation, that none shall say, I am sick, no pain. There they shall experience that blessed communion. Oh, a little beginning here below, but there it shall be in its fullness, and then the length, forever and forever. An Abram, he is in heaven. In Luke 16, we read in that parable that rich man, that he was given to see that the beggar, that he was in Abram's bosom. Oh, on the great day of judgment after the resurrection, then body and soul shall be united, and then it shall be perfection. Congregation, what is our eternal destination? Is that not the most important, boys and girls? Do you think oftentimes of those things? Are there times in the night watches that you think of God and of your soul? How awful it is to be unconverted, but the blessed portion of God's people here below, and what it shall be to be a child of God, and then to be taken into heaven, where Christ has prepared His mansions. Oh, may you be given to ask that the Lord may work early in your hearts. Young people, what are your thoughts concerning death and eternity? Oh, maybe there are those that say, but I want to be happy, I want to be glad, and when I think of death, it makes me so sad and so sober. But young people, you have experienced that also the young, that they can be taken away so suddenly and so unexpectedly, and the service of the Lord is such a good service. May the Lord grant a fulfillment of that promise which we read in Joel, sons and daughters that shall prophesy, profitable in the family circles, in the church, in the school, middle-aged ones. Perhaps the Lord has richly blessed you, not like Abram, but that the Lord has prospered the work of your hands. But tell me, how much can you take along? And tell me, be now honest, has it now given the true satisfaction and happiness? No, that cannot be. We need that one thing, that blessing that in Abram has received, elderly ones, in the evening of your life. How is it with your soul? Eternity cannot be far away. May the Lord grant, according to the prophecy, that those old ones, that they may dream dreams. May it please the Lord to grant a refreshing time in the midst of the church. Then there shall be repentance, and then there shall be a begging to that our sins may be blotted out. Oh, concerning Abram, young and old, shall we spend eternity with Abram, with Isaac, and with Jacob, or shall it be with the enemies of the Lord? There are only two ways. The psalmist in Psalm 37, verse 37, has said, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. And I read in Revelation 14, verse 13, was the blessed portion of Abram. Blessed are they that die in the Lord henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. Then I read concerning Abram very solemn words in Matthew 8, the verses 11 and 12. It was after that centurion that he was given to declare that he was not worthy, that the Lord would come under his roof, and where Jesus has confessed that he has not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And then those solemn words that Christ has spoken to the children of Israel, that many shall come from the east and from the west and sit down with Abram, with Isaac, and with Jacob in the kingdom of God. But the children of the kingdom, they shall be cast out into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, all young and old. Shall there then be many from heathen nations, less privileges, and shall they go in before us? May we be given to ask that the Spirit may work richly, mightily, and lovingly amongst us, to be given to experience the blessings of Abram, and then at the end to be taken eternally home to praise the Lord for his wonderful works. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of an Abram that he died. And so it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Ach, Lord, wilt thou work mightily, as thou wast promised in thy word, that thou may give that time of refreshment, and that many may be joined to that church. Ah, Lord, we must pray for all. Watch over us in the furtherance of this day. Gather us under the means of grace in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 107, Let us only sing the first stanza. My end, Lord, make me know my days, how soon they fail, and to my thoughtful spirit show how weak I am and frail. Psalter 107, only the first stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.